Thank you very much for gathering to attend our briefing on the fiscal year ended March 31st, 2008. In the interest of time, I would like to start the presentation without more ado. Summary of results for fiscal year ended March 2008. Sales declined slightly year-on-year, but operating income increased. Net income rose year-on-year due to increased operating income and gain on sale of shares in Yamaha Motor Company Limited. Sales and operating income were both lower than the projections which were issued on February 6th, 2008. Excluding the impact of the handover of electronic metal products and part of recreation business and exchange rates, real sales increased 1.2% year-on-year. Musical instrument sales and income rose year-on-year, although they were lower than the projections announced on February 6th. Electronic equipment and metal products sales and income fell year-on-year. Sales were lower than the February 6th projections, although income was higher. Lifestyle-related products sales and income declined year-on-year. Discounting the impact of exchange rates and the handover of electronic metal products business, inventory assets at term end were 2.4 billion yen higher than at the end of the previous fiscal year. We could achieve 548.8 billion yen in net sales, 32.8 billion in operating income with an operating income ratio of 6.0%. Recurring profit was 32.6 billion yen, and net income was 39.6 billion yen. Net sales and operating income by business segment. The metal bars show results for the year under review, while the left bars show the previous year and the right bars show previous projections announced on February 6th. As for net sales, while sales in musical instruments grew, those in other segments decreased as indicated in red in parentheses. Operating income gained in musical instruments and recreation and others, but decreased in other segments. Now, let me explain each segment in detail with 3Q overview and fiscal year ended March 2008 overview. Bars are lined in the same order as the previous slide. Discounting the effects of exchange rates, real 4Q sales of musical instruments were at a similar level to the previous year. However, real sales were slightly lower than previous projections, and both North America and Europe failed to meet previous projections. 4Q operating income was lower than previous projections, chiefly due to increased SG&A costs in the fourth quarter. Discounting the effects of exchange rates, year-end inventories were generally in line with previous projections. Full year overview. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, real sales increased 2.8% year-on-year. China and other emerging markets showed double-digit growth. In Europe, actual sales increased by 4% year-on-year, but in North America, they declined by 2.6%. Sales of electronic musical instruments, including electronic piano, professional audio equipment, and wind instruments, increased year-on-year. Operating income rose significantly from the previous year due to increased sales and higher gross profit margins resulting from factors including favorable exchange rates, changes in sales structure, that is, product and model mix, and cost reductions. Here is a breakdown of sales by region: Japan, North America, China, Europe, and other regions. Key message on this slide is given in the top right box in blue, indicating real year-on-year changes, discounting impact of exchange rates. We could not stop the declining trend in Japan, where we ended with a slight decrease. North America declined, as I mentioned earlier. Europe grew 4%. China continued to grow 20% or over, as we expected. And other regions showed significant increase. Sales in growth markets for us are provided in the lower right graphs. Growth markets includes Eastern Europe, Latin America, Korea, and Middle East and Africa. Each region or country does not represent large chunk like North America and Europe, but these regions could achieve growth as indicated here. Sales by product. The largest increase was achieved in PA, professional audio equipment. The growth in pianos, including acoustic and electronic pianos, drove the overall growth. Next, AVIT. 4Q overview. Actual 4Q sales were lower than previous projections, but were almost on a par with the previous year. Operating income declined year-on-year. Full-year overview. Sales and income declined year-on-year. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales fell 5.5%. Sales of online karaoke equipment declined by 50% year-on-year. Actual sales of AV equipment were down 3% in North America, where business was quite tough, and down 7% in Europe. Sluggishness also continued in the Japanese market. Although Yamaha sound projector sales did not reach initial targets, which were set quite high, shipments exceeded the 100,000 unit level, so we could achieve year-on-year growth in this sector. Sales of conferencing systems were well below expectations due to delay in development of sales channels. Electronic equipment and metal products. For Q overview, semiconductor sales and income declined year-on-year. Sales were lower than previous projections, while income was higher. Silicon microphone development was slightly delayed, but volume shipments began in March. Full year overview. Sales declined significantly year on year in conjunction with the handover of Metanix or electronic metal products business. In the semiconductor segment, sales and income both fell. Due to the ongoing shift to sound generation software, demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones, a key product, shrank further, especially in overseas markets. Shipments of digital amplifiers increased, especially for flat panel TV and mobile phone applications. Shipments of graphic LSI chips for amusement machines also increased, but could not make up for the shrinkage in LSI sound chips. Lifestyle-related products. Full-year overview. Sales and income declined year-on-year. Sales fell in the face of fewer housing starts due to delays in confirming construction applications and lower unit prices. We have been working on remodeling business as a focus theme, and sales could remain around the same level as the previous year in this sector. Although system kitchen sales increased year-on-year, they were lower than expectations. However, system bathroom business was stagnant, and sales fell due to lower unit prices. Operating income was lower than last year's figures, due to lower sales and reduced gross profit margins associated with material price hikes and lower unit prices. Recreation. As to full-year overview, sales declined significantly year-on-year due to the handover of 4 facilities, but operating income improved. Sales for the remaining 2 facilities fell slightly. Others. 4Q overview. Sales were in line with previous projections. income was lower than previous projections. Due to delay in improving yields for magnesium molded parts, though we have been working on it. Strong sales of golf products continued in Japanese and overseas markets, which consist of Korea and China. Full year overview. Sales and income of other segment as a whole increased year on year. Automobile interior wood components business became more profitable as yields improved. On the other hand, in spite of increased production for digital camera applications, yields for magnesium molded parts remained as an issue throughout the year. Golf product sales and income increased significantly on a full year basis, as I said earlier. I would like to briefly review the measures which we have taken. We have been working under the YGP 2010, a three-year plan which are comprised of three policies. The first policy is to drive growth in the sound company business domain. As for piano business, we will develop demand for pianos unique to Yamaha, including acoustic pianos and electronic pianos, through what we call Total Piano Strategy. We made preparations for introduction of new products being developed based upon Total Piano Strategy. Launch of such new products is slated for the latter half of this year through next year. For guitar business, we made progress in restructuring processes at our Indonesian plant to reinforce manufacturing capability. On the other hand, we began efforts to increase manufacturing capability and capacity at Hanzhou Yamaha in China. For commercial audio equipment business, we made progress in accelerating growth through business alliances, as indicated here. In Japan, we are preparing for the merger of commercial audio equipment engineering subsidiaries, Yamaha Sound Technologies and Fuji Sound, to take effect in early next year. As I said earlier, we are pushing ahead with growth strategies in emerging markets. We are pursuing full-fledged growth in other markets than Europe, North America, and Japan. And we established a local affiliate in Russia, a new market for us. And it started operation in April 2008. We also established a local affiliate in India, whose operations are scheduled to start in the fall. In China, we are targeting 20% annual growth in sales, and we have actually achieved this every year. To strengthen our identity and demand for our products, we have continued to expand music schools. The number of music schools increased, and the number of students enrolled reached 3,000. For music entertainment business, we started internal reorganization from June last year, which proceeded as planned. Though the size of the business is small, we started collaboration with an external company by establishing a joint venture. We have continued to work on restructuring of production facilities for acoustic instruments to reinforce manufacturing capabilities. Let me explain the second policy, which is to achieve greater profitability in the other domain than the sound company business domain, which is called diversification business domain, in the 3 years. Handover of businesses were completed in recreation business and electronic metal products business in the year under review. Automobile interior wood components business was transferred to Yamaha Fine Technologies, where they made efforts to improve yield and return to profitability. Golf products business continued to grow steadily, as I said earlier. As for the third policy to enhance corporate governance, we reassessed the capital relationship with Yamaha Motor Company Limited. As we have explained, the two companies have continued to work together to promote Yamaha brand and to prevent impairment to the brand in businesses with Yamaha brand. Forecast of business performance in fiscal year ending in March 2009. Net sales are forecast at 540 billion yen and operating income is at 35 billion with operating income ratio of 6.5%. Recurring profit is forecast at 32 billion and net income at 20.5 billion yen. These are forecast figures and year-on-year changes and factors are given on the right. Sales seem to decrease year-on-year, but real sales excluding the effects of business handover and exchange rates are projected to increase 4.7%. Similarly, for operating income, we target an increase in actual operating income by 9.1 billion yen, excluding effects of business handover, exchange rates, and retirement allowance liability, which has accrued this year. Factors for changes in net income are also shown here. In a nutshell, the substance of the forecast is more aggressive than what the figures show. By working to achieve these targets, we want to establish the solid foundation in the second year of the three-year plan. Forecast of net sales and operating income by business segment. As you can see here, we want to grow musical instruments our main business. From this fiscal year, as we do not have electronic metal products business, we changed the name of the segment to electronic devices segment, which is, in substance, semiconductor business. As for operating income, we aim to generate 28.5 billion yen out of the total 35 billion in musical instruments, which is an increase from 27.9 billion yen in the previous year. Musical instruments. Priority measures are as follows. We want to further develop high profit structure for musical instruments as it is a core business for Yamaha. We will continue to enhance product lineup in growth markets for Yamaha, such as China, Latin America, Middle East, Eastern Europe, etc. Overall sales have become significant, although business in each country is not large, as I said earlier. We would like to turn our efforts in Russia and India, in addition to these markets, to fruits. We will continue to work to reinforce manufacturing capabilities at Hangzhou Yamaha, Indonesia, and Kakegawa Piano Factory, particularly focusing on acoustic musical instruments. Sales by region. As we indicated in the top right blue box, please read the trend based on real year-on-year changes, excluding impact of exchange rates. We want to bottom out in Japan, while we will continue to grow our businesses in North America, Europe, China, and others, respectively. Particularly in China, we aim to continue to achieve a high growth rate. We also want to achieve significant growth in other regions than North America, Europe, and Japan. Our basic policy remains unchanged. Sales by product. We would like to grow in professional audio equipment and pianos, including electronic pianos and acoustic pianos. Therefore, we will aim to accelerate efforts in the direction which I mentioned when presenting the results of the fiscal year ended March 08. AVIT. As written in market environment, as market for flat panel TVs is expanding rapidly, we believe that demand for better sound quality will be developed. Thus, we expect that sales of AV receivers and TV peripherals, such as integrated rack audio, will expand. On the other hand, we assume that market for routers will continue to contract. Our priority measures include restructuring of AV business, such as expanding sales of mid and high-level AV receivers, which happened to be launched in this spring, expanding sales of front surround speakers, reinforcing two-channel hi-fi business by enhancing lineup mainly in Japan and Europe, and developing and launching new types of product such as desktop audio, which is a new genre for us. For router business, we simplified sales channels to boost its efficiency. In conferencing system business, we want to turn our efforts into results in this fiscal year, and we will continue to develop sales channels mainly in Japan and North America. Electronic devices or semiconductor business. As priority measures, we would like to maintain mobile phone LSI sound chip business by offering added value, a high quality sound. We want to increase sales of digital amplifier and sound and graphic LSIs for pachinko machines. We want to expand sales of silicon microphones. We would also like to reduce manufacturing costs and boost product superiority. Lifestyle-related products. Our priority measures in this segment are as follows. We would like to implement growth strategy focused on kitchen products. We want to reinforce remodeling business, which we have been focusing on. Therefore, we are opening showrooms throughout the country. We plan to open one in Hamamatsu this month, followed by two other showrooms to be opened this year. As regards products, we would like to develop artificial marble products as a key for differentiation. We will continue to reinforce our manufacturing capabilities. Others. Priority measures are the following. We will continue to make efforts to reduce manufacturing costs in metallic molds and components by responding to fluctuations in orders smoothly and by further improving yields, which still remain as an issue with magnesium molded parts, as I mentioned earlier. We will prepare for smooth launch of new models for automobile interior wood component business. In golf products business, we will continue to implement measures to raise value of the Impress brand and increase its sales. In recreation business, we will aim to achieve profitability at the remaining two facilities. Regarding inventories on balance sheet, we aim at 75.7 billion yen, reduced from 76.3 billion level. We will keep not only the level of inventories, but a sound mix as well. Capital expenditure. We plan to invest 32 billion yen. We will continue to make investments in replacement and repairing of equipment, in rationalization of manufacturing, and in increasing production of musical instruments and semiconductors. In addition, we plan to make investments in equipment for manufacturing new products in electronic musical instruments, MEMS chips, and magnesium molded parts at Finetech Suzhou. Therefore, we expect that CapEx will remain at a high level. CapEx in Japan will remain flat from the previous year at 10.5 billion yen out of 32 billion yen. Thus, an increase of 7.6 billion from the previous year will be invested overseas. Forecast of balance sheet is given in this slide. Lastly, return to shareholders. As we have already announced, annual per share dividend is planned to be 55 yen for fiscal year ending March 09, as regular dividend is increased by 5 yen and a special dividend is maintained. We also plan to buy back shares worth 18 billion yen for fiscal year ending March 09, as we announced yesterday. Thank you for your attention. musical instruments as our key business will continue to drive growth this year. We also have a significant effect of expansion in emerging markets. Of course, an adverse wind is blowing in North America, but we see from the results in North America last year that sales of high-value-added products made in Japan have been strong. Despite the macro situation, as you are well aware, we believe we can aim to expand sales in musical instruments by appropriately displaying products and getting their value across to consumers. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.